Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Take me with you.
Into the room,
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're here with Strong Island on the Erotic Sensual Sheets, Strong Zone, part of Poetic Energy Network Station. All right. Forgive me for that little delay. But you were just listening to Barry White with Secret Garden. And I'm not going to hold y'all any longer. We're going to go ahead and get this thing started. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller up. Caller from the 646 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Junebug. What's up, Strong? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome, Junebug. What are you going to do tonight?
I wrote this piece called Ho. And I tried to stretch it as much as I could, so I hope everybody likes it.
Well, the floor is yours, sir.
All right, thanks very much. It goes like this. Ho, lean back and listen to the music, because when you trust me, you know, woman, I can suck on your wet, juicy, thick, fat pussy. Trust me. So you know that I did my job, ho. Woman, rub your twat on my chest. Rub your twat over me. I feel that you don't trust me. So if you don't trust me, then I can't trust you. Lean back tonight and grab my dick. Watch it when you squeeze it. And let's see what comes out. And just lean back tonight, ho. That's my piece right there.
All right. Let's clap it up for you first.
Thank you. I had to make some sweet.
Okay, now I have to take a deep breath with that, Jumba. I really truly did.
No, I had to. Well, this is a poem I did before.
I had a monster.
I had to make some changes, you know?
I love that piece. It was definitely worthy of Strong Island, I'm telling you.
Okay, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Changes,
yeah,
you know?
The growth that we see in you. Oh, yeah. That was mm-hmm. growth.
Okay.
All right. You know, I look forward to hearing from you each and every time you come and blaze this mic. And
thank
I'm
you.
Blessed to have you
and
know you personally. So
mm-hmm.
thank you for coming through with that piece. And, of course, you know, always stick around. If you want, you know, have some time, you're welcome to come back on air and do another piece.
All right. Thanks very much, Jungle.
You're so welcome. All right, everybody. You were just listening to Junebug. With Ho. All right. Okay. Well, in the interim, I'm going to go ahead and start you off with a little bit of something I have. And this is called Innocent. And this is how this piece goes. Slipping between the sheets, moving your hips from left, now right. Thoughts of the Encanto we just planned, keeping it all innocent. Until you are near, thoughts of slow music being heard from the room. This type makes this body arch its back, then bend way back, opening the wet spot, waiting, now salivating, knowing what's in store. The face gives nothing away unless you push, then pry. It will be a fast start. Pleasuring? Nah, I mean measuring the time it takes you to be mine. Pulling the satin sheets off, exposing the roar which you are asking for. Innocence will be long gone. The undercover, big, bad, beautiful woman of your dreams will have you now on your knees, thanking her for never giving up on that multitude of talented chocolate drop, sampling every drip or drop. Gimme, gimme what you try to not. Laughing at the thought of innocence, knowing what a joke that is. Freak maybe sneak a peek at you. Innocent will just never do. And that is my piece. Definitely want to clap it up for everybody. Well, thank you for all of that. Well, now we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to a little bit of spoken word.
Sometimes a slow jam sends me back, and I fade back in a time when she sipped a glass of wine and I stirred a cold drink on the rocks. She was looking good, she was looking fine, she was mine. I could smell her sweet scent as she leaned in and I asked, "Will you slow dance with me?" Her eyes closed and opened with dreams. I was that dream in her eyes as she leaned her head onto my shoulder. For the moment, she just wanted to hear the words to a song, another slow jam. Come on and go to my place. I held her hand and our fingers tangled to the downbeat. The song changed. It must be a slow jam night. She sung along and I joined in as she looked up and kissed me gently. I felt our soul stirring as heat wave flowed. Another slow jam, always and forever. It was my turn now to sit back and listen as she now wanted to slow dance. Another slow jam. You are my starship. And I said, "Wait a minute, baby." She crossed her legs and I watched her come do me pumps, slowly dance off her heel. And love won't let me wait. Then Luther brought us to the floor. Facing each other, we stepped into cruise control. Instant mating, like two lovers having an orgasm at the same time. So close, I got in her and she was all over me and we slow danced into one heartbeat. A twin spin of the Isley Brothers in another slow jam. For the love of you, and the lyrics told it what time it was to groove with you. Slow dancing with her, it was so hot being next to her. But we danced to make it hotter. Our hips could have melted the North and South Pole. Her breasts pressed through my ribcage. Someone might have thought I had nipples on my back. Was that smoke coming from my pants? Or was that lightning coming from under her dress? Rick James and Tina Marie hit notes. We fell through the floor and out of our minds. Another slow jam. Fire and ice. As I remember, she didn't wear any panties. And that was in the day before wearing a thong. Deep in our slow jam, we did not hear the last song fade out and the next one fade in. Another slow jam. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. It made us double pump as we swayed side to side, and it sure felt right. As I opened my eyes, I saw my ex and all the old flames and wanna be next in line as they looked on as you sung along to another slow jam. I just wanna get next to you. As they pointed and whispered, "He ain't all that," they knew that I was when they watched her bump and grind. They became my exes because they stepped on my toes and wrinkled my clothes. And when Teddy Pendergrass sung another slow jam, closed the door. See, I wouldn't open the door for them, but I left it open for her. This sexy lady, she brought it and took it with the best of them. She had me throbbing and losing my mind. We moved in closer, penetrating skin follicle as another favorite played another slow jam. Stay, baby, stay in my corner. And it pulled us into a place that no one knew about but me and her. A personal moment, slow dancing, dirty dancing, at the intro of another slow jam. What you won't do for love. I was punching her clock and working overtime. I'm faded back in time, listening to slow jams. I feel her grinding me from back in the day when Natalie Cool took the temperature up another notch and she torched another slow jam. Inseparable. Her legs outside mine, crawling up my leg as I balanced her on the other leg. And I spun her around, placing my chest on her back as Barry White crooned another slow jam. I've got so much love to give. My leather pants were tight on her ass, and she did a slow, sexy version of doing the dog. How did she get all that ass and those skin-tight britches? As we finally danced to something a little faster, the Ohio players funked up the joint. You bad, bad missus in those skin-tight britches. About to bust stitches. Ah, skin tight. And what we were and what we were about to do, we're about to go to heaven. Must be like this. After that ended, another slow jam from Bloodstone from 1977 screamed through the speaker, take to the sky in a natural high. Damn, my thoughts of grinding her from back in the days, like walking in the park, riding a bike, eating butter pecan ice cream. I remember another slow jam, Sweet Sticky Thing, that Sweet Thing by Chaka. Then I heard Peeble Bryson sing another slow jam. Feel the fire when we swayed on the dance floor. Her and I on the dance floor, almost being horizontal on a bed, spreading wide and slowly, but we were upright and slow dragging. Making love with our clothes on in a club full of people. Her arms around my shoulders as she popped her fingers and Bootsy sung, I'd rather be with you. Yeah. Feeling her laying back in my arms and looking at me seductively, knowing we were gonna get our freak on later. We duet doing the nasty on the dance floor. Me hardening and her dripping. We hear the OJ sing another slow jam. Let me make love to you. Feeling the sweat in the middle of her back and spreading my hands and squeezing that. Yeah. Only to make our groove tight. She laid back some more and raised that arm and she waved it and she popped that finger some more. She felt safe as I guided her to dip back some more and she became free in my arms. Back in the day in the club, we danced alone. As if no one was there. The DJ was spinning vinyl at 33 and a third speed. The records were spinning those slow jams to spending money on drinks jams. I'm gonna hit that tonight jams. For some reason she won't let me come over to her place jams. Only to find out she lives with her mama jams. Woke up in the morning and forgot her name jams. Doing it on the floor jams. Fall in love jams. Wanna spend the rest of my life jams. Slow jamming when Marvin Gaye sung. I've been really trying, baby, to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, let's get it on. Sometimes a slow jam sends me back and I fade back in time. And I hear a slow jam. Do you? Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You were just listening to Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Slow Jams Back in the Day. This is Ms. Strong Island. Welcome back to Erotics and True Sheets. All right. With no more to do, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do another piece for you. And this piece, actually, I just wrote it, and hopefully you like it. The name of this piece is called Love, Lust, and Hot Old Sex. And this piece goes like this. The way you look at me had me shaking in my seat. Your eyes, yes, those eyes, they glow in the sun. They see through my soul. Your lips, as you talk, gives me all kind of thoughts, like you running them up and down my back. As the chocolate sauce you pour runs down, you start to hold my arms down to get a good angle for you to fermangle my back. As you open your mouth and use your tongue, licking and tasting the chocolate that is dripping down, tickling me with every taste. As my mind races to exotic places, you whisper your command to turn around. Around as commanded, wasting nothing of my imagination, reaching out for you like if you are here. In this place, putting a smile on this face. Sweetie, you're like candy, addicting to my mind, addicting to my eyes, addicting to my touch, addicting to my taste. As you run your hands across my body, tracing the shape with the tips of your fingers, waiting to grasp my body between them, wanting to bend me over for a quick hit with that old happy stick that is quite big and thick. Just two pushes and you are in. Love was standing, that long burst of one, two, or was it multitude of sessions? I couldn't even fathom this was you with the eyes that are so divine. They hypnotize on sight. Distance shall not stop this union. All it does is renew our feelings, love, lust, and hot old sex. And that is my piece. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for that. Well, you know what? With no further ado, we have a little bit of more spoken word, actually, that we're going to play for you. And this is actually going to be playing now. Misunderstood mental message, chocolate shower, coming at you right now.
The top water drips, it splashes, then plays, dripping down blushing shoulders, and he holds her. Drops tickle down sun-kissed skin with just a brush of cinnamon. This sin of men, beckoning, teasing, displeasing to the naked eye, her naked thigh. Sprinkled with wet kisses delivered by water beads. He watches as hungry eyes bleed for the caressing of her silhouette. Her sexy curves are dripping wet, drenched in flirty suds created by jasmine shower gel. He loves the smell as it dances across his nose, wide open, and he's hoping for a chance to catch each drip on eager lips, tasting, never wasting, one single drop. Eyes continue to plead, but she doesn't stop, continuing her steamy performance. She lathers, plays, and then the rinse. Water splashes over all the right places. He can't speak, but makes faces that communicate a healthy craving for all this love she's saving. The mirror is now hazy from the hot of her, seduced by the woman in her. And he watches, water gently kissing every inch and teasing every curve. Every single nerve in his body now alive, as deliberate drops dive off an arch and sculpted back, as they relax onto the cradle of inviting hip, as her playful hand traces, then slowly dip to hide between wet thighs. Her closed eyes and bitten lip tell secret behind shower walls. His mind calls, her body answers, wet from steamy shower, soaked with passion. Just imagine the seduction she intends as he steps into her two open arms. She and he, two open minds, her playful, him grown behind steamy shower doors.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is Strong Allen. You're on Erotic Sensual Sheets, part of Poetic Energy Network Station. You were just listening to Misunderstood Mental Message Chocolate Shower. All right, with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 646 area code. You're on the air with Strong Allen.
Hey, Strong Allen. Good evening once again. Anybody out there?
All right, Jumba. It's
yeah.
You.
Jumba.
Right,
no,
sir.
No, I was about to say
Jumba,
but I would just introduce myself and then say Jumba. I'm sorry.
All right, what are you going to do for us tonight?
Okay, I'm just trying to be funny tonight. I wrote a piece called Booty Black.
All right, now, the floor is yours. Go right ahead.
All right, thanks. Shake that booty black, woman. You can do anything to me, woman. When I put it into you from the backside, you shake and tell me, man, stop. It's too hard. But I love it. Man, your thick black dick. Stop. Your dick is so fat, so good in your mind. You think, but you don't care how you make me feel. That big black booty black woman. Thank you. That's
all right,
piece.
Definitely want to clap it up for you on that.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. I'm not even going to ask you how, what, when you made that piece. I'm going to let you go ahead and slide back.
Okay.
But that was really a nice piece. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, always thank you for coming through and sharing it with us. Booty black, huh? It's going to stick out. That's going to stick out in my mind.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right.
So definitely sit back and enjoy the rest of the show, Junebug. And it's always a blessing, like I said, to hear you on air.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Well, with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and listen to a little music. Coming at you right
now. Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing, you know. New lady now, and it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to.
I laid eyes on you. that was my claim to fame. With every measure, chased it, your teardrop stained. Yeah, you were cold as ice. Woo! Long ago.
Welcome, welcome back, Detroit Global listeners. This is Strong Allen, and you're here on Erotic Sensual Sheets, part of Poetic Energy Network Station. That was Mr. Rick James and Mrs. Tina Marie doing Fire and Desire, a very good classic. I tell you, nice throwback. Love that song. All right, but with no further ado, we're going to keep this thing moving right along. And right now, I'm going to do another piece that I call Forbidden Fruit. And this is how this piece goes. Biting down, going in deep, just to taste this forbidden fruit. You know, you should have, but just must have. Touch, pride, look, and sniff. Forbidden fruit is so good to you. To eat, tasty, juicy, oh my, oh my. It got me hypnotized out of my mind. Please let me, don't forsake it. Just gotta have you. Open up, not too shy. You are that cherry apple of my eye. Forbidden what? Forbidden not. Come get what you got. Deep sensations shaking a body. Panting, sweating, smiling, laughing. Always touching what is not yours. Watch out, you may be hurt. Forbidden for a reason. Lessons eases. Understanding is mastering. The words that is spoken, don't touch. Thank you, everybody, for clapping it up. Thank you, everybody. for clapping it up for me. Thank you much. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to a little bit more music to keep you in that nice little lovable mood. We're getting ready to listen to it right now.
Girl, ain't no mystery. At least
right, all right, all right. That was the Isley Brothers doing In Between the Sheets. Welcome back, Detroit. And our global listeners, this is Strong Island. You're on Erotic Sensual Sheets, part of Poetic Energy Network Station. All right. Well, we're not going to keep you holding long. We're going to go ahead and do another piece for you. And this is basically a throwback. Actually, this piece is in my upcoming book called Sweet Nectar. This piece is called Whoretype, and here it goes. She is nothing but a whore, the kind that gets down on all fours, performing at six and not finishing until 6 days. Later with knees bleeding from being masturbated from her cavities of behind, receiving payments of free gifts, checks not received, cash on demand, credit is not taken, just free ass shaking. Not worrying about her description, just finishing her mission. Bills have to be paid, beds have to be made, cleaning in between each guy before she goes on to the next one. Her mouth needs to shout out, whore, you call me? Now who's pleasing? One, two, and three, just this whore type of a lover, like no other, quickly satisfying you with her juices. Watch it, fellas, she may be poison to you too. And that is my please. They definitely want to clap it up. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Just didn't want to leave you out of the wind. Definitely the new release of my new erotic poetry book is coming to you real soon. Look out for the name Sweet Nectar, an anthology of poetry and short stories by no other than me, Strong Island, Miss Cindy Smith Jordan. It will be coming to you real soon, so definitely be looking out everywhere. All right, and the next day we're going to do, I'm going to go ahead and hit you with another piece because I just feel like it. So here's this piece. It's called No Complaints on This Face. And this piece actually goes like this. Babe, where you at? Come give me what I need. That strong hand around my waist, pulling me closer into your chest. Smelling your cologne as I breathe in, admiring the rugged man before me. Dismissing all the pleasantries, getting down to what you need, my legs wrapped around your body as you lift to get a quick sniff, making sure all of is all in order, no need for any four-leaf clover, laying me down with gentleness, caressing my thighs with lust in your eyes, knowing what is needed, fulfilling every wish, fulfilling every command, nothing is too hard to do, everything will be explored, leaving me wanting more and more. You never leave a stone unturned. Don't want to be replaced with another face. Your motto is, do it until you're satisfied, just like the song with these lyrics. No complaints on this face, just a big smile and a big grin. Because my maintenance was given by the one who's truly a maintenance man. And that is my piece. Thank you for clapping it up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. It's definitely been a great night tonight. I'm glad everyone came out. Definitely, Junebug, thanks for holding it down as usual. Your piece is ho. I ain't even going to touch the other piece, but you did a wonderful job, brother. Thank you for coming through. To all our listeners on the lines, thank you for holding on the lines, and definitely thank you to all those one and only headlock queens for coming out and sharing this night with us. I look forward to seeing you all again next week. We're going to get ready to close out this show tonight with a little bit of Maxwell doing Bad Habits. Good night, everyone. This is Strong Island signing out.
You and keep you down to something, so they